Channel 2 Right, and I'm setting it up for Everett this Tuesday at supper, the 2nd of May, 72. Channel 2 Right, and I'm setting it up for Everett this Tuesday for supper, the 2nd of May, 72. Channel 2 Right, and I'm setting it up for Everett this Tuesday, the 2nd of May, 72.
Belongs to you and Guy. The gravy and everything.
She just got me out so much, Eddie. That's all.
She allows in you.
Yeah, she's balanced. She just has me sewing.
Well, I need to be allowed because it's summertime coming up and I want to lose a little more weight myself.
You got to.
I mean, God.
Need a lot more light?
No, that's enough right there. I don't like it. Too much light.
You turn thanks for us?
Yes, ma'am. Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for Thy blessing. We thank Thee for this food. We thank Thee for this fellowship we can have, one of the Christian brothers and sisters. Heavenly Father, bless this food. Bless the one prepared it. Bless this food and nourish our bodies and our bodies for Thy service. For we ask in Jesus' name for His sake. Amen.
Everett, you know, I always feel like I ought to ask blessing. But if I have somebody else where I can hear a new one, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I find my mind, it gets in a rut.
Well, you see, I seem to be a custom. Now, I know I have an uncle. I put his boy down and worked for her. He was the same way, and he had, different relatives or people come, a good friend or something. And some of them was, he knew that they could give a good salutation of thanks, for the Lord and what he'd done while he'd asked him, see.
Yeah.
But he could do a good job himself. And I imagine you can. My daddy could do the same thing. And I have two. The brother was by to see another day while he's a Methodist. And he can deliver a good blessing.
Okay.
And one is in seed business. Jack, one, he can do the same thing. And Glenn, the older brother, he can do it. Now, Ernest is about the only one I reckon that really can't do too much. In other words, and he usually doesn't say too much. He just thank the Lord for me, like a child, in other words, something like that. But these other boys, like Tom, he's the one, he prolonged it and he teared it. When they call him, he's teaching the adult Bible class in Murray Hill Methodist Church. They have about, 1,000, 1,200, 1,500, Sunday school,
mm-hmm.
and more than that in church. And they class, about 40 to 50 men in the class. And I go with him once in a while, and I go to my cousin where I'm telling her where I visited.
That'd be nice to visit. Go to some of those places.
And I enjoy it.
Yeah, when you come home, you'd have a lot of new ideas.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I enjoy going up there, and they give you a bulletin, in other words, of what the activities are going on.
That's chicken gravy. And that's the chicken. Now you just...
I'm
on. They have so much going on, they have to have a bulletin.
That's right. Yes, sir. You said you saw Willie. He got sent me a letter today. On the cemetery business.
Oh, really?
Well,
he was down there at Mr. Zetri's old store talking to somebody.
Well, he might have been carrying them a letter talking down there.
They just stand there talking to him.
His Albert's wife, she's a Baptist, see, and he's a Methodist.
Uh-huh.
And her people are down in our cemetery. But our Baptist church used to be a Methodist cemetery, but after Baptist, built the church, the new church there, and that was 1885. Then it changed in 1885. And non-folk came along and bought the old building. Gave them $1,000 for it.
Mm-hmm.
A little more than it was worth, but get it out of the way, and he was capable of paying for it and using it. And we decided we'd get the cemetery in a upkeep, it's got now where they charge you $100 to $500, the place, largest table to be put away in. But we haven't been that way, but just for the local people and people relative, in other words, and to kind of keep them in order while I was on the committee for years, but finally got off, and Willie, he's the chairman, and he's had charge of the money now. the bank had given the authorization to handle cemetery funds. But large family like we are, some of my family now, they won't be buried there. Just Ernest and I live in that neighborhood, but the rest of them, when they pass away, like my sister now, she was put away in Macon Open. Of course, she's married, and the children are going to be there, and then two or three of the children still are going to be buried there in Macon Open, and some of them in Jacksonville. When the boy, he's out, I guess he'd bring him back here, I imagine, a baby boy, he's in Texas. But it's $5 fee, and Willie was wanting a little money, and he gave a report, you know, the year from April 30th. And what we had on my hand, and the man that cleaned the thing for $25 a month.
Well, Willie's going to have to do a little better if he keeps the preacher.
Well,
have you got a new one?
Haven't yet.
You still looking around?
They've had about seven.
Goodness.
But I'm not on the committee this time. I was before. But they didn't call me this time. I'm kind of glad they didn't. Of course, I was sure if they called me, I wouldn't have backed out. But. But out of the seven they've had two or three I thought were right good. And I think kind of like, you know, this last Sunday now was Fifth Sunday. And that was a day to have the kind of the get together the people in the community and the church and have a, well, you know, old saying, den on the ground.
Yeah.
But we served inside the community building, in other words.
Well, let me tell you.
That's when you have, you know, a good meal and fellowship. Then you go in and sing, you know, and have a short service in the afternoon. Then you don't have any service at night. And I think it's like good, you know, kind of get together. Well, you remember it, I guess. You used to have it in the home.
No.
Used to meet at home, have prayer meeting and singing and organ playing. And my older brother, he played the harmonica and the old pump organ all at the same time. That's right. And we'd sing. You know, we all came in the neighborhood and we'd have a house full.
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't have to go to the meeting house. You'd have enough
have
like
enough
that right neighborhood.
There, yeah. But they'd have that during the week, you know, so often. Then they're still, you know, getting a wagon, like that old big wagon you got out there, two horse. Mm-hmm. And all we kids would get in on a little blanket and maybe a little hay or a pine straw and ride, you know, 3 to 3 miles, you know, to Sunday school, church.
Yeah.
That's right. I remember doing it. I turned it child though. I was a Methodist, you know, up until.
Now, you didn't do that much.
Oh, yes, sir.
They quit before you got very big.
Well, I was, I was 10 years old, I'd say. Before, you know, kind of slowed down on it.
I went to camp meeting several times in a buggy when I was, you know, along like that. But, you know, my recollection of it is limited. I can't quite recover it, you know.
Well, I think that's my mother, you know, pretty sharp in that respect. I remember things happening.
Yeah.
I wasn't a 6 year old.
Yeah. You can beat me.
And my mother was the same way. She was smart. My mother was smart, too, books. Well, she did and knew that arithmetic and taught us at home, in other words. And we got sick that year. One of the children did, and they roomed us all in. What's called scarlet fever. Pretty bad thing back then. They didn't have things to fight it with. Brother, a little older than I wanted by to see me Sunday.
Yeah.
Told he going to lose it.
What's his name, Ollie?
Ollie.
Yeah.
Told he going to lose it.
Is he your oldest brother?
No, he's. Next to anything, not. Glenn is the oldest one.
Glenn's the oldest one.
Then there's Tom, the one that's in Jackson.
Yeah.
But Bertha came second. My sister making up Miss Rouse. You knew her too, I reckon.
Oh, yeah.
Miss Rouse too.
Yeah.
Well, she was second. And Tom, then Ollie, then Ernest and I. We were twins.
Yeah. Ollie's ahead of you all.
Mm-hmm. 3 years.
Yeah. Well, what is he up to?
He retired when he was 62. But he wasn't satisfied, and they called him back to work.
Yeah.
So he said, I'm going to wait until 65, but he'd been working now And the other 2 years, but he can wait right on the matter. But he pay us $9.57 an hour. So you can't blame him, in other words, for working.
No, they just can't afford to quit, can they?
They can't afford to. That's what they're saying. They're living high up on the pig, you know, saying here.
Yeah.
They've had the weekend off. He got the weekend off, said he had a little time coming to him. He's working over here at the, this electric plant over here at Port Angus. Isn't that where it is?
Well, he does electrical work.
No, he's an air conditioning and heating expert. Blueprint man.
They come high.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they do some job that costs you $15,000 to $40,000.
Oh, Lord.
Just to put all that heating and air. Yeah. I imagine that thing over that cost more than that, probably.
You know, these people, they don't stop at any price. I was down there at Old Callum in that Red Smith one time, and he was figuring on some spraying system for Old Charlie White over there at.
Making open?
No.
Charlie White. Oh, Wilson?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
$150,000.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's shameful.
That's right.
He don't need any such system as that.
No, sir.
But he just got more money than
that's
he know
right.
what to do with.
And prestige and affluent.
It'd take the Gulf of Mexico to furnish that much water, it looks to me like.
That's right. But I thought he worked on that job too over at that new plant they got at the Old Town?
Yeah.
Fiberboard out there.
Yeah.
That big office building and all that. He helped with the
you have some
heating and air conditioning. Yeah, I got some of my tables.
Let me tell you, that, while I think about it, my mind wanders.
Oh, you're going to get that picture?
That, that chair in there you're sitting in, that's my special chair.
It is, one.
Yeah, it's big enough for me. I can sit back in it, you see. And it's big enough for me. And I noticed it seemed to be a pretty good size fit for you.
Yeah, it was.
Now, let me tell you, you could, you can do a lot better with a chair than you could with an old oak table. You can't sit on that table.
I knew I'd come in now. You got me. I thought what he was going to do is tell me about the man came out and taking a picture and he gave him one, just a tight fella. I said, then you couldn't get him to come help load that heavy gate. And we only got one. He said, that's all I'm able to help load. But you got the picture somewhere. You seen it? Did he show it to you?
You can't see it right now.
I look at it.
I'll give it to you, but it's all under God, and I'll just have to come over and look at it on your wall. It's beautiful.
Well, I don't reckon you'd ever need it, and some of them take some, but they might not, and I'll have one when I tear it down. You know, there, brother and his wife, he got one of them Bonneville hardtop Pontiacs, you know, cost about $5,000 or $6,000 or $7,000. And she said, when you get ready to build your house, I know you're going to have central heat and air conditioning. I said, oh, yeah, that's what I had to mix, you know, over at Miley, brother. He got it here, you know. And he told me, he said, you can't do without it, boy. It's like we were up and we got electric lights and we've been using old rail vac and these old kerosene lamps.
Hey, but now don't tell me you're going to have air conditioning in the country.
Yes, ma'am. And
I'm going to cut you off my list.
And what he said, I'll come up and, you know, help you install it. Let you, you know, buy it at cost. Well, I'm saving, you know, lots of money. They make a lot of money on that stuff.
Yeah.
And I laughed and said, I can't afford to pay you, you know, $9.50 some odd cents an hour. He laughed and he said, oh, well, I won't charge you that much. That's what he said. She laughed too.
No.
But they have it in their home, and of course, he got it, you know, a cough, and got somebody to help him install it. I've helped him a few times. I go down there, helped him one Saturday there, you know. He said it got to be in there before these men can go ahead and do something else. He said, you can't work in that attic, cause it's too hot, it'll burn you up.
Yeah.
And he said, I believe you and I together, can do it in about 2 hours. Yeah. When I went out there and seen how much that duck and stuff we had to do, I said to myself, I can't see, but I have got a little horse there.
Yeah.
I said, never in the world do it. We wait like a dog until noon.
Yeah.
Wasn't true. And rather than coming all the way back home and fix some sandwiches out of the refrigerator, you know.
Uh-huh.
Why, he said, let's go down to this little stand, you know, little concession
uh-huh.
stand, like, you know, on the beach. Uh-huh. We went down and got two of sandwiches and one of more. I think it must be about a quarter root beer. It was in the summertime. And that held us, no, wasn't we? And we taken it, and taken until 3 o'clock.
And that's all it.
That's all it. Taken all in at 3 o'clock.
Well,
when he was good enough, he'd been partnering with this other boy then. That's why he sold out, see?
Yeah.
And was going to retire.
Yeah.
And,
well, he was in partnership.
Yeah, he was in partnership, so he and Hackney born that one, so Ollie, he decided he'd get out of it, in other words. Well, Ollie said he had the partner with him, right, just like all businesses, something happened. I was in a partnership in Tampa one time, didn't work out. And had we another boy and I, we had a solid partner, and a woman, and her husband had the money. He owned the Economy Cab Company in Tampa. You know he must have had the money to own the Economy Cab Company. She punched the money and we quit our job with the company and opened up a business of our own out on Florida Avenue. And she wanted to, you know, a little something to do. She wanted to work in the sales department. Sell radios and TVs, you see, in the front. And we're going to do the installation of car radios, put up antennas, you know, and never sell a set, you know, put up the antenna.
Yeah.
And we're going to work the thing. She's punched the money.
No. You couldn't.
But it didn't work. That boy, you know, he started stealing stuff, you know, out of stock room.
No.
Working on weekends, you know, not giving an account of it.
Yeah.
Using the parts and got ready to watch.
Yeah.
Knew it would disappear.
Yeah. No, you
got it. So we closed house. But all that, he said, that's what happened to the business. He got his wife, his boss man's wife's sister, was already working with him.
Mm-hmm.
And she got her sister in there working. Then her boy, he's a teenage boy, I got him in there, gave him a job there on the route, you know.
Yeah.
And Ollie was having to take care of all the kin folks, see.
Yeah.
So that's when he got to the point, he said, well, you sell out or I'll sell out. Her boy, he had too much to lose with all them people in there. They're all making a living out of their own home.
Mm-hmm.
So he told Ollie he'd buy him out of his pine.
Yeah.
Well, that's when Ollie got the money. He didn't get but $100,000, but that was enough, you know, to give him a little, you know, start. And he'd come in, you know, age two to retire, in other words, too.
You mean he got that much for his pine and retire?
Oh, yeah, they had a big business.
And now he's going back to work.
Yeah, he didn't stay retired. Went back to work for the same thing. He's in the, he worked in the air conditioned room. He's a blueprint man.
Yeah.
He's a mathematician.
He better shape.
He's better now than he was even in the business. That's what he said.
And he better shape on his job.
Don't have any other responsibility he did because in his job, the blueprint man, and also had the responsibility of the labor.
Yeah.
And also bid on the job, and the contractor out there, he told me, he said, you better need men, I'm paying this $4 to $6 an hour.
Yeah.
And I was going to, you know, help him for nothing, old brother, because we going gigging, fishing that night, see?
Yeah.
And I wanted to go, you know, wanted to get the battery charged up, you know, and get ready to go gigging. And I told him, yeah, I'll help you.
Well,
you know how it ended. And you know what he done? He turned, you know, I think it was $18, you know, for me. And that girl, his partner's wife, you know, bookkeeper, I said, I don't want to do that. She said, she'll pay you. And sure enough, she gave me a check.
Well?
Just like I do. You know, union man on the job. But he said he couldn't get anybody else, and I'd done more work than he said, and if any man he'd have had, in other words. And I wasn't a union man. I just an old country farm boy. You know, but all I done, I used a staple gun. I wrapped that old woolly around the pipe. You seen these staple guns, Herman? I wanted to borrow one the other day, and they didn't have one. And I said, well, I hate to go down to Bill Wynn, you know, just to borrow one for just a short time. Of course, I could have gotten it from him.
Yeah.
You know, got it full of staple and all, and that would have been enough. Just one fill, you know, what I want to use.
Yeah.
But, you know, you get used to this modern stuff, you know, just like a skill saw, just like a buttwood saw, chain saw. You hate to go to this other. Yeah, like you get used to the air conditioning getting back to it, like Faye said, you're going to disown it.
Well, you know, your brother Ollie, he's better shape down there working on the job than he would be at home. He got everything furnished. Everything there.
Well, the other boy, I told him, I said...
And he likes to do what he does.
That's what you need to do. You got too much on the program. The one is that. He's older than Ollie, see? He could have retired 2 years ago. I mean, at 65. But he's still fighting.
Yeah.
And East up there, I come by, he was going to a wedding his, down at Tampa. And he wasn't home. But I didn't, it's all right with me because I got plenty of relatives in all these towns. And I stayed with this lady up there just like a mother to me. But they were so good to me when I lost my artificial limb when I was 15, 16 years old. They kept me. We didn't have a lot of money. And the husband was working for utilities, Jacksonville utilities, and making good money. And just brought in the grocery. And mother was with me, of course. And while we were there, her son, he contracted that spinal meningitis. And then, you know, they didn't have too much to do for it. And the boy died.
Mm-hmm.
Little Howard did, and that's when they come and lock the door, you know, and marooned us in for 30 days. And I couldn't come home. But I was recuperating in the hospital because we didn't have money to stay in the hospital. Even then, it wasn't too high, but for Dr. Bill, well, I was getting along fairly good the second time.
Well, you see, your mother, you see.
But I stayed with them, and they talked to me. We in good shape. This is just the second piece. I eat slow.
Well, I've been having 3 or 4 every day. I got.
I've been talking. I talk too much.
Yeah.
You see,
here, I know what happened back there, you see. Your mother and she was. I don't have the words for it, you know. But she didn't have the money.
No.
She and her husband, you see. Your daddy didn't have any way of making much money.
That's right.
And you see, the boys went off and learned trades, and they all done well. But see, she's the one that actually had the boys, or whatever you want to call it.
And looked after one at home that last, you see, and Ernest and I and Ollie were the last three now.
Yeah.
Others got out. Lynn Olsen got him a dog. Well, Buffin, she got 16, 17 years old. Maxie, you know, he dated a lot. Max today, my sister.
Yeah.
And he liked to have her, imagine.
Is that right?
But Bertha wouldn't have Maxie.
Yeah. Well, now, Maxie was a pretty, he's a pretty nice-looking fella back then, wasn't he?
Yeah. And pretty good boy. He's all right.
Well, what was wrong with him from your sister's point of view?
She didn't like him too much. He was
stingy.
Yeah, that's right. Tight, close.
Yeah. Yeah.
Family was that way. They were very knitted together. And she met this Ralph, in other words. His daddy was a log crewman, in other words, and he's a hustler, he's a mechanic, you know, and he's kind of up old college Ralph, yeah.
Yeah.
Always been working.
Yeah.
Knew most anything.
And his daddy before him.
That's right, the old Harmon, did you know him?
Mm-mm.
But he was the same way. His daddy was the same way.
Yeah.
People tell you down there, very old time.
Yeah. Well, now there you are.
So, busting up with him and the marriage. I figured she was. Now, when we'd peep out, they'd be sitting on them front swing in the front porch.
But your mama...
We'd peep around the corner, you know, and he'd have his arm around, you know, and he'd say,
But your mama kind of kept that...
Whenever he went home, in other words, that's when my mother and I would get them Peachtree switches and whack on them.
I miss that. Your mama kept the sort of headquarters, though, down there where you live now.
You're right.
That was the headquarters. And they'd be coming in there pretty regular.
And she had the blackboard and helped her with the arithmetic and other, and we were going to school.
Yeah.
We had that call of people were marooning in, and we didn't lose any school and went on past our grade right on with the rest of the people.
Yeah.
And she saw to it.
She saw to it. We kept up our arithmetic and reading. Reading and arithmetic, you know, and writing, I believe, is about the three essential things, you know, back in our age when we were going to school.
Yeah, I know.
Well, now
it's all this other stuff, in other words, to have this new thing now.
Now, she wasn't what you'd call an educated woman.
No.
Well, where did she get her training?
Just picked up school, I reckon, when she was going to school.
Yeah.
Well, her sister was really good. Well, now, she had one that went on and finished her school. And she was in the legislature 22 years. Well, you know she had to have a little bit of education mind to be in the legislature, Tallahassee.
Your mama's sister?
Yeah. Or older than my mother.
Your mother's sister?
Right.
Well, that's, I never heard.
And you take Ernest, you knew Ernest, didn't you? He had a head on him, too. I had a baby brother. Dick Daddy.
No.
Ernest with him.
No.
My old Dick taking it after Daddy. Old Dick got a head on him. He's smart. You know him, don't you?
No.
Richard Dick with him? Worked for her, been with him about 15 years.
Yeah.
We came back in 41 or 42. That's been a long time, hasn't it?
Yeah.
This is 70-something. That's 30-something odd years.
Yeah.
That's all right. Come back in Tampa. I did too. He and I went down at the same time.
Yeah.
Came back. He came back a little ahead of me.
Dick,
I stayed down there about 3 years and worked for a grocery company. Then we went into business out there on Florida Avenue, broke up, you know, bizarre partnership. Got a little dab of money out of that. I let my brother have a little bit. The house burned down. I let him have $1,000, you know. We had started on another place, and he didn't want to do it. Older brother, Glenn.
Yeah.
And I was living with him, see. And the house burned down, and we're lucky to get out alive. I don't want to go through that experience more.
Yeah, I don't either.
They lost the ring. The only thing they saved is the baby and come out in the arm. They lost the rings and watches off the fingers. You know how they take them off, you know, when they go to bed. A lot of people, you know, keep the ring and watch it on when they go to bed. And a lot of them sleep with the glasses on. You know what I mean? But now they are the type, in other words, they're taking all that off. Taking the glasses and ring and watch it off at night. And they came out with just light clothes on and the baby in the arm. And I was the first one to wake up. I went through the window and saved the, heat that up a little bit. And don't, I don't think I'm going to be able to hold in that dessert. Wasn't that a cake you had in that box?
Yep.
I'm all home. I don't know. Well, I will try the cake, but don't give me no ice cream or whatever it is on there. I'm watching the weight now. But
well,
I stayed down there about 2 more years, and that's when I got Glenn, you know, straightened out. You know, but when I was down there, you know what he was doing? He was working at, one of the meat packing companies down at Tampa. In the freezer room, and you know what he was making then? Of course, I had a lot of money then. He was making $18 a week, and I was making
$42.
Now, $42 was a lot of money then.
Oh, yes, it was.
And I had a little money, me single, in other words. And when I got started, well, I started doing a little work on radios.
How did you get to stay single?
I just never let one of them tell you, man, already. Laugh over me.
Yeah. You just put up a resistance.
Lucky enough to be out of the way of one of them.
Yeah. Well, when I think of all them, that's beautiful people.
Really?
Yeah. No, out there, your neighborhood.
Well, I like to made it twice. Some mine, yeah, but the first time I was going to school and she didn't want to wait for me to finish, and I didn't have too much money.
Yeah. So she was.
I had a T model coupe, sport coupe, you know, it was worth, you know, maybe $400 then, which was worth a lot of money, you know. Now it's worth about $4,000, then you got something, you know, worthwhile, see?
You had a T model sport coupe.
Yeah.
And you were still in school?
Yeah. I wanted to go. Finish school. See, I'm going to university.
Yeah. But I
and wanted to finish, and I wanted her to wait, you know, 2 more years until I finished. Then we'd get married. See, I went to school with her all my days, you know. And
well, I thought you were short of money when you were going to school.
I was. I paid my way through.
Yeah.
I did. I came out with a little body on the back.
Yeah.
Hit some chain markers up every morning at 6 o'clock.
Oh, you had to use
turnip green, mustard, and onion, you know, fresh onion and all that.
You use it in your business.
to that man, I mean, that woman, really.
Sport coupe.
Cut them off down, oh, my sonnet. They call that second, I think, now.
Sport coupe with a rumble seat?
No, it had a rumble seat in it, you know. But I taken all it out and made me a body in there, live,
yeah.
You know, 2 or 3 feet, you know, yeah. Beyond the bumper.
So
and it made enough, you know, a whole several dozen bunches of greens and stuff in
little,
there.
A little pickup truck of a thing.
Mm-hmm. And the onion, I put them back of the seat. They had a compartment back of the seat. Used to carry the tire tube back down there.
Yeah. Well, now, was that stuff you raised?
Yeah. Raised myself right there in the garden, just like my brother got.
Yeah.
Of course, I had a little bigger garden than that. I had about 1.5 acres, 2 acres.
Then
I went to the A&P when they was uptown on Friday and Saturday. And they paid, you know, about $1, a little over $1 an hour. But back then, you know, I had a little bit, that was pretty good money. See, yeah. Pretty good money then.
Well, that's
what I hated is taking inventory, in other words,
so that first one wouldn't wait for you.
No. When this last one, she got tangled up with a Catholic boy. And we broke up. They thought we were going to marry. She was working at rum plant in Charleston, South Carolina. And I borrowed Ernest's car. He bought a red 41 brand new Chevrolet.
Yeah.
41 model, a little old one. You, what model do you say that is out there? That's 50.
Sure.
Yeah, old one that there. But them old model like that in our jungle was good automobiles.
Oh,
and Ernest said
some
that,
of them earlier
you
were
use
really
it,
travel.
Yeah. He said you can use the car, it would travel. He said you can use the car if you put a tire on it. Said need the tire. And I wouldn't want you to drive it up there and put a tire on.
Yeah.
Well, the tire in you wasn't about $12.
Yeah.
So I bought a new tire for it and had the thing tuned up. I went up there and she was staying with her sister just like I was, you know what I'm saying? My brother down working at the shipyard for a while, and I worked for Mark and Harmon and worked in the TV and radio for a while.
Yeah.
And stayed with she and her sister and her husband, and both of them were working, and she was working too, all of them working. But they treated me like I was a king, and I stayed with them about 2 weeks. And then you know what, I was going to get married. Even more Maxie thought I was going to marry that girl.
Yeah. What was she to Maxie?
Nothing. She's a kinfolk old man, Charlie Gray, you know. Charlie Gray, you know, went with Maxie's sister. Long while.
Oh, did he?
Mm-hmm. But she came back to Florida with me. And she was leaving me driving, in other words, and I guess maybe she hurried to get back to Florida, Uncle Charlie, as she called him. And I don't know, she's making probably 60 or 70 miles an hour, ain't she? Got good roads up in Carolina, and all we have had for a number of years.
Yeah.
So you cut in the head of this car a little too quick, and locked the right rear fender on that Chevrolet on the left bumper of the car. But it didn't, you know, she didn't lose control of her car, didn't either. In other words, it just, you know, tore up each one of them pretty bad. But it scared her just about to death.
Yeah.
But we stopped and dissolved the case, you know, right then. And she wanted me to drive then. Well, I was driving then because I knew she was unnerved, in other words. And we drove and we got to another town where I said, well, I better stop and we'll take a little rest, you know, and let her kind of get over excitement and see if you want a little refreshment, cold drink, a buffer, and a half or something.
Yeah.
But I drove all the way in then. But she'd drive Mr. Gray's car, you know, he always kept a good automobile, he had the money.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd drive it. And she's a good driver, but she just, that other man probably going a little faster than she thought he was, in other words. Well, you see him, they pass you on the road sometimes, they cut in on you, know.
Oh, yes, they do.
You're not
you
quick.
Have to slow up if you're
you're not quick, why? You got to put it over, either slow it up and let him get on by.
Yeah. But she didn't wait for you either. She got mixed up?
She, that's the one she got Catholic boy. Mad at Catholic.
Oh, Catholic?
Mm.
Catholic?
Yeah.
Oh.
And he moved to Louisiana. That's where she is now. Got four children.
Yeah.
I've seen
you
them once
had
in five.
You had two close calls. And you're willing in both cases.
Yeah.
So it's not going to.
I thought they were. The Preston, she didn't want to wait. And Louisa, you know, she was on the side on account of her mama. With one excuse, you know what I mean. And mama's gal and Uncle Charlie. Well, Uncle Charlie had been taking care of himself for year and years. And was still making all right now and then. Yeah. Lois kept house with him for years and years. Max's sister.
Oh, she did.
Yeah.
Oh, she did.
Right.
Uncle Charlie Gray.
Then that popped in just like you and I talking in the cellar. That girl didn't get nothing. I went there and bought the beds, the wooden beds and dressers, engraved, you know, antique. That's when them antique people want to buy all that stuff. Now, they're like the dining room table.
Yeah.
They want it, too. They want that kettle out there, too.
Uncle Charlie Gray, I can't place him. Where? I can't quite place him, Eric. What'd he do?
He ran that store at Clemson. At Clemson. And lived out of Wimbledon Johnson. And Mid Johnson overhauled the house and everything.
Yeah.
Had the dispersal. And I went down and bid on it. And O.G. Johnson and Byrne Lumber Company and old man Edwards, old man Lonnie Edwards, they kept on it and I'm getting it. And we've been down there to this, this old farm man down there still in business down at Ocala. You know what I'm talking about. But, we couldn't get it because we had a little something when they were working, you know, doing a little something. They let somebody else have it.
Yeah.
But they let them people come in and get it, and then they got ready to sell my mother a place out there. And my fiancé got it, and of course, he didn't have nothing. But he saved his money and had the money, though, and making moonshine whiskey to pay for it.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
So you see, that's where you missed out. You never
make no whiskey.
Everybody ought to make a little moonshine.
That's what they say.
Well, I've passed the stage, you see. They get me. You're supposed to do that in your younger days.
Yeah.
That's
like the old doctor did, and they called him in my place, and I had to go with Bond.
Yeah, but they wasn't. Yeah.
Old doggy, one of them worked for Joe Lee. You know Joe Lee?
Yeah.
Worked for her?
Yeah.
You know that color boy working with him? He was in the D. And he wanted to get out. He'd been in the service.
That's not going to make you fat.
No,
who is,
he's fine.
Where did that come from, Faye?
Oh, that's just an old pudding.
Where did you find it?
Over here, if you want to.
Sure.
Yeah. That's one of that cream. That stuff there. That make the bear catch you.
You know, my path doesn't cross where Joe Lee is. I never see him anywhere. Maybe the drugstore.
But he had a time in his cow. They were out on the Wilson road that other morning. I go on the Wilson to get some tractor fuel. I only got 5 cans. Need to clean one of the drums out. But don't use it too much, you know, to buy, you know. You know, big drums, that's going to be working out most of the time anyhow. Now in the time, you know, to mow a little pasture and be time to get a little hay a little later, well, I'll be using your good stuff. I don't need a care for it. I don't need it. I know it won't hurt you. It'll do you good to say it. I know it's good, too. I thought it was good. But I didn't sleep too good after eating that other.
Oh, you didn't? You eating your cabbage and all that you cooked to that we cooked of yours?
But that all that sweetener, with, I didn't sleep too well.
He don't cook anymore.
I don't cook too much. The sister-in-law cooks.
Oh, so you
what
don't cook
you,
much.
You go up there, even her, she brings it down to you.
Bring it down and leave it on the table.
She does.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't cook them at all.
She started now, the cabbage is all done.
Well,
your cabbage all
but
gone.
The baby squash is coming in, but Tanya picked them yesterday. They might have been a mess, that little baby yellows.
Yeah, they're good.
But and she will a little later, I have, I know. I seen them not long, got them cucumbers.
I left you a note there one day. And I could see that in your kitchen. And your dishwasher had been off the job there for several days.
Well, that's trouble. Come in to eat and run working, see?
Yeah.
And I let them pile up there, you know, before I put them in the sink and wash them.
Yeah. Well, there ain't anybody to supervise you.
No, I want to say it, make me do so-and-so.
If you want to let them set, you can.
I've already told Ernest. I said, this is my place here. Nobody can boss me. I'm the boss of this deal.
Yeah, well, how often, let me tell you. You see, I wash regular. Except when Mamu's here, she washes sometimes. How often do you get around to it?
Well, about every 2 or 3 days.
Well, that's enough, ain't it? Yeah. You've got enough dishes.
That's right, yeah. I've got a dozen. But I usually don't let get over about 5 to 6. That's about what you've seen stacked up there, Reagan. 5 or 6. Them green plates. I take you a set of them, 6, and you the 4-star on the white one. Right. The green one, about the only one I use.
Well, I'll never tell you.
And I go ahead and wash them and put them up and start over again.
I went in there with you one day and looked at that,
table.
Old table. And you don't eat on that.
Yeah.
The hell you do.
Yeah, I eat on the other end of it. Keep the paper and the magazine and back in the backer and Ernest said, and then got one or two hats on the other end. I said, well, I clean it off every once in a while, but I eat on one end of it. But I hardly ever have anybody
eat
with
me.
Now, he had come in and he sat in the chair and visited.
I never tell you, I just walked through there. But I didn't see any place where a fella could set a plate down on that table.
But over there where the radio is, by the place there, you know where you set the plate.
Now, you go in here in my place here, and you...
You can't even walk in.
Is that what they're right here?
Yeah, I keep the doors closed. I'm afraid people go through there and they'll fall
I go around. I don't go in
there. There's nothing private in there. I just don't want them to fall over.
But my brother gets after me about then. I said, I'm the boss that's down here. If you don't like it, you just get busy and clean up.
Well,
it used to, I tell you, here several years, you know, a few years back before they all started working and making big money in Gainesville. All of Doc is going to Gainesville working now.
Oh, yeah.
And they're getting $1.60 an hour and they bring home more than they need to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're giving, you know, giving a meal up there. Then the people, you know, give it to them or they walk off with it.
Yeah.
Enough to last a meal at the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, that fella gonna bring me home, in other words, and he's gone to care some woman, the doctor, get a prescription changed. And they had to go and check over again, in other words, before they, you know, change the prescription. Every so often they're good, you don't run out a month or something like. Then you got to get a doctor permission to change it. You can't get them filled no more. So he said, I know it won't be gone over an hour and a half. And he said, when you gonna knock off? I said, well, Mark, I'm gonna knock off at 6 o'clock. But I knew it was passively rough, in other words, and I done worked, you know, about 2 hours down there with him, but we lost the other hour. They're getting that piece of wire about 40 feet off that blade. Jacked up with a bumper jack, you know, we get on there and see, you know, between the blade and the thing.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's hard to see what you're doing on them things.
Who
you got one of them bush off things?
Now, where was it, you?
Man,
where was
right at the corner, Marches, where I'm going up there to my farm. Color part of that brush lot. You know where? You know where it is? What is it?
No.
You know where the voting booth is?
No. Why don't you take me around there for something?
You know where the voting booth is up there on that road?
I don't know nothing.
On Willie Road. Where the boat?
No.
Golly.
I know where Willie is.
Well, you know where the road is where you turn up go to Willie? The voting booth is on the right. That's the main hard road that goes out from Orange Lake. Well, this is the graded road here. It goes out by a brush lot here and go all the way through and go by areas and Yarns and old man, this millionaire out here, Ron. Jim Ron.
I don't know.
James Ron.
Yeah.
Well, after you hit that road over there, while Mark lives on the right and go up that lane now, well, that's where I own 57 acres of land.
57 acres of land?
Yeah.
You mean in addition to where you are?
Yeah. Been.
Well, the way land's selling now, you're rich, Abbott.
Well, I haven't been offered $20,000 for it. And it don't join the highway.
Yeah.
I made loan. I could have bought it, ought to have bought it, but,
yeah.
You know, right side of the road, that getting out, that was giving me 100 acres. It's 40 acres in there.
Yeah.
But I let Yarn have it. I went to $10,000. I had an auction or a sale, you know, at the courthouse.
Yeah.
We'll bury it down there, and Bill Wynn said, Golly Moses, Golly Moses. Where'd they ever get that kind of money? But I had a cousin, you know, up in the upper bracket, in other words, and I've been working for him for years, you know, when he died.
Yeah.
He said, if you want it, feel like it's worth that much to you to bring you out the highway, go ahead and buy it. And you can get the money, you know you can.
Yeah.
So you're going up $10,000. It's worth that much to you.
How much is it that they go up above you?
About $200 to $300. Now let them have it. Now Mark said, if you don't need that extra money, you had enough friends around to let you have it. I said, well, I reckon I would have, but I just got thinking. I said, I can't make that kind of money on it. But, you know, you didn't see foresight enough to know, you know, about the real estate deal. Now, you know, you get $600 an acre for it.
Yeah.
Got like that junk out there. You saw it coming in around that back straight, you know. About $600 an acre.
Yeah.
And I, well, man coming to money and offered him, you know, wanted to buy 100 acres of head, $600 an acre.
Yeah.
My wife said, you ain't selling it. You better keep him working, or ain't Whitehead.
I wish I'd known some of them fellas, from Charlie Gray. And how long has he been dead? Way back. Good long time.
About 15, 20 years,
yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
How long you been up here?
57.
Right before you come here.
Yeah. And after I come, it took me a long time to get sort of...
57, after you had my daddy die.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's bad, wasn't it?
57.
I was over at Tuck Max the other day. I was just going by there and stopped. You know, sat down on the porch with a man, and he said he'd glad to see me, but he had already had some good company. And guess who had been there? Coon Young.
Mm.
You know him?
Oh, yeah.
Fairfield.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anybody at Fairfield. What is he?
He's in the logging business, in other words.
Yeah.
He got that nice home now out of town now. Martin had to go, Marjorie. Yeah. Oh. Let me see who was. I can't think of who she was. Now, before we met.
But
they got a nice new home now. You know where that McLaughlin boy lives? Just across the road from him. Ben McLaughlin. You heard of him?
No. I don't know anybody.
He got a nice home on the right. And Coon got a new home. It's only about 3 years old.
Yeah.
Well, after
did he make
on.
All that money?
And Logan Wood. He still has it. He worked with Franklin, in other words, and they stole all that equipment from him up on, you know, words, and insurance, you know, paid for it, of course.
What's that?
Equipment. They stole $20,000 worth of equipment in the woods, log woods.
From Coon Young?
Mm-hmm. But Franklin had went to okay to get credit on it because he's letting him have the timber. Ben Franklin, you know, he's pretty well to do. Ben enough a bracket, I'd say. He's worth a million.
How would anybody stray a $20,000 worth of logging equipment? Just out there in the woods. Just went off with it.
Went out there and got it. Well, one of the piece of equipment, they burned it up in the woods. Couldn't move it, so they burned it up.
That was all thing.
Yeah. It's one of them newfangled rigs of some kind. What you call them thing? Kind of a skidder?
Yeah.
You know, when you pull it out of the river and swamp, you know, the government got all that kind of stuff up the country on us. First time I'd seen it, I had a friend up there, and
yeah.
He lived in Bamberg, South Carolina.
Yeah.
And I'd come down and stay with him, and he came on that Edisto River fishing. He had a cabin, in other words. And if it wouldn't bite the Edisto, why then we'd go to Cumbie. It went into salt water over at Beaufort, South Carolina. And he showed me that equipment. He worked for the state. And he had one of those new kind of rig, you know, where you pull them logs out, them swamps.
Yeah.
Didn't matter how big it was, they pull it out. That's what Coon had, and they couldn't move that thing. I don't reckon they could go with, you know, too. Well, they caught them because it's slow, you know, manipulate.
Yeah.
So they burned it up.
I'm a damn. Never heard anything like that.
Burned it up. I think that's one piece of equipment
well,
that cost them money.
Coon pretty well known around,
yeah.
Isn't he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Got a nice home, he made pretty good living and money, and he paid his bill. He drank a little bit of liquor once in a while. I imagine he cared tough a drink.
He used to.
But tough, he done quit it, had to quit it now.
Oh, yeah.
He and Elvin Bruton, they used to make it and drink it and mess around.
Who?
Elvin Bruton and Henry Brown.
Oh, Henry Brown?
Yeah, he used to drink that stuff.
Yes, I imagine Henry
Brown. Tough.
Yes.
But tough, in other words, got it. Tuck had two children, a boy and a girl.
Yeah.
And the girl married Cal Emerson boy,
yeah.
Male Cal.
Yeah.
And I hadn't seen that girl in a good long time. And she was out there little barbecue chicken supper they had out there at Shiloh here, 4-H and FFA chapter here a while back that made about $400 some odd, I believe.
Yeah.
And she was there and she came up to me, and of course she's a lot younger than him, and said, "I spoke to you a while ago. You don't know me. You don't remember who I am, do you?" And walked right up in the face. You know how to do, in other words.
Yeah.
And I said, "I'm sorry. I didn't mean to shun you, but I sure know you." Said, "Well, who am I?" I said, "You Tuck Mack daughter."
Uh-huh.
And that's when she laughed. You know, that's when she grabbed around the neck, in other words.
Yeah.
Said, "Yes." Said, "I just knew you didn't recognize me when I spoke to you. But I spoke back to you, you know, but in a casual way, you know, like I wasn't raised up with a girl." In other words, then old CB, that's Cal's boy, named after Cal. CB, he come out and shook hands with him there. That's when he married her.
Well,
but Lawrence Robert was a boy. I haven't seen him yet either. But
yeah.
Old Tuck's a good hearted old boy.
You haven't seen Lawrence Robert?
I haven't seen him a good many years.
Well, I have. I've seen him a time or two. And he's big.
Yeah.
Oh, he's big,
he made
heavy.
He made a good sized man.
Good size, man.
Yeah.
He's just a little overweight, but not extra.
What's he doing? What's he doing now with Lawrence Robert?
Well, you see, he retired from the Navy or Marines or something. And then he was at the head of one of those inspection centers over in Jacksonville, making $1,000 or $2,000 a month.
Yeah. Lawrence Robert done all right, didn't he?
Some people just get the money.
Lucky, just fall in the lap.
Just fall in the lap. And all he had to do was just stand there, and sit there, and keep his mouth shut. And I imagine he's a pretty knowledgeable fellow.
Yeah, I imagine so is. Black old kids, both of them, when they're growing up, of course, they're a good deal younger than I am.
Coon Young. What do they call him Coon?
That's a nickname to get him, though. He used to like to hunt and fish a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Coon Young.
Hunt possum and coon, wildcats, you know, go on deal. Old man Ed Rush out here used to, you know, like them foxhounds, you know, and hunt them fox, run and catch them in a tree.
Yeah.
And then they wouldn't let the dog, you know, kill him. Why, then they'd can and turn him loose, you know, a little later, feed him for 2 or 3 days in the cage.
Yeah.
Came out and turn him loose, you know, and put the dog behind him and run him again.
Run him again.
So you run him in a gopher hole or run him up the tree.
Yeah.
But I heard him over there running next to me one night, and I got my shotgun, an old single barrel I had then. I had years ago, you know, and my granddaddy gave me this single barrel.
Yeah.
Ivy Johnson,
yeah.
Single barrel. Just come out with automatic ejector. When you shoot it, it kicked the infant out.
Yeah.
But you put it in the breech and it wouldn't pull them. Other than that, you had to shoot it to get that lock, you know, right. No, when he was young, Bristol was to kick it way on out, see. And I heard them dogs, they raised the cane up that side of the road that Uncle Ernest was talking to, that old Beck house there, belonging to Dick's daddy. And they lived there on the corner where a trail is, not turning the next. So I got my Model A Ford and got my old single barrel, and I said, "I'm going up there and see what they're after." And I went up there, you know, I had 2-3 road going out of the pond fishing.
Yeah.
And I pulled down there and I heard it and it going round and round. That fox was playing hide and go seek like that rabbit was, you know, Ernest's dog. And I shot him with a gun and went loud.
Yeah.
And I heard him coming, you know, and I turned the lights on and he crossed the road, you know, and he did ahead of me. I cut him down.
Yeah.
And they heard the shot, in other words. They had gone down, way on down further. And I got out of there and got in a hurry. I made them 16-inch big tires, 35 V8 wheels on that monkey. I made them slide, you know, turn around that pine straw down, edge of the pine happening. And I come on the house. I come to the house. I killed the fox ahead of the dogs.
What did you do on your 35-inch?
I put the gas to it, in other words, and made the thing, you know, slide, you know, around, in other words. And I said, I shouldn't have
done
it.
Down in the pine?
Yeah, in the pine straw. You know, turning around, getting out of the wood.
You mean the pine needles?
Yeah, the straw on the ground. You know what straw is? It's slick, it lasts anyhow.
The pine needles?
Yeah, the pine needles.
Straw.
Yeah. And I heard old man Ed, he had some old truck with a dog box on the back, you know. I heard him coming on around. I said, I got to get out of here before they cut me off here in front of the house.
Yeah.
I was right back of the house, real way it comes out.
Yeah.
Where they won't be able to recognize my car, I know who it is, you know. And I went on the house.
Yeah.
And it was several months after that. We were over there fishing. He was over there, and he said, and he said, mention something else about it. And that's when Ernie said, well, tell him it done happened, done gone. Now tell him you the one that killed that fox ahead of his dog.
Yeah.
So I told him, and he was still hot about that thing.
He was still hot.
Yeah, he was hot then.
Yeah.
Made him hot right after me. Tell him it'd been a good long time afterward.
Everybody sort of, I've heard about old man, what's his name?
Rush, Ed Rush.
Ed Rush, ever since I've been down. What is it like?
He was a tough customer. He was a tough one. He done what he wanted to do.
Yeah.
Oh.
He did
well,
what he wanted to do.
He
was a tough customer.
He didn't have anything.
No, his wife, you know, it had the money.
Oh, she did.
But he was helping her spend it, and was having his fun, you know, and he farmed a little bit, and he had the doctor, and they did that and the other, but that was his hobby, as that's fox hunting, with them dogs.
Right.
And he had some good dogs, and Coon Young would go with him, and old man, I think.
Weaver,
yeah, he'd go once in a while. He'd go with that business.
Preacher Gordon would
Gordon,
come
yeah,
out.
Old Gordon would come out, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. Old Gordon, old big long-legged Gordon.
Yeah.
Was he a Presbyterian or something, didn't he?
Yeah. Now, he lived right there on your road, didn't he?
Who's that, though? Rush? Yeah,
yeah.
On 320. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In that little stone house.
Right.
That
yeah.
was his headquarters.
That's right. And his brother lives on down that next road where he's going to Ron in a big old two-story house.
He gone too?
Yeah. They committed suicide. He killed his wife and killed himself.
Good Lord. Say, put me on a little coffee, and I want to show Abbott this thing here. Let me put the thing on. Abbott, now, if you want to see something sweet, you can just look at that. I go ahead.
That's it, that's how I do.
Is that some of your house?
Yes, ma'am. That's my home, my old home I was raised in.
Oh, yeah.
In. This part here was built back in 1885.
1885.
Rebuilt this chimney, him and Dad did.
Well, I was born in 1884, so
you
I'm a year older
yeah,
than that.
Yeah,